If somebody wheeled up an fMRI machine to you right now, Rachel, and they asked you, you know, think about your future self. So yourself in the future, you know, what life will be like 10 or 20 years from now with you. And they also asked you to think about a total stranger like Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt, Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber. They asked you to think about any one of these famous people. And they looked at your brain scans. What they would find would be fascinating. And what they would see is that the brain scans would be basically identical to one another. And so, you know, you see your future self as you do a stranger. But if you thought about your present self, you know, the brain scan would be wired totally different. Different parts of your brain would be activated. And so this is crucial when it comes to our productivity, because when we see our future self as a stranger, we're also more likely to put off work for our future self to do, because it's as if we're giving work to a total stranger. You know, if I asked you, would you want to run a marathon in a month? Chances are you'd say no. But if I asked you, okay, do you want to run a marathon, you know, 16 months from now? I have this marathon that's 16 months from now, and I'd love a partner to run with, Rachel. You know, maybe you would still say no, but you know, you would hesitate a lot less than you would with the one that's a few months away, because it's far enough off in the future that you hoisted on your future self to do. And this is why people have so many documentaries in their Netflix queue, and you know, people have you know, tons of classic books that they're bound to read someday and never do. It's because we see our future self as somebody who is different from the version of ourselves that exists today, even though we're basically the same person. And investing in your productivity, you know, will make you a little bit of a different person in the future, in a good way. But really, we're more similar than we feel. So if we don't feel like doing something today, chances are we won't feel like doing it tomorrow either.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.